And Luke from Kettle Moraine Lutheran is here with me this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Is that a little chilly out there?
A little cold than what I'm used to.
But, you know, it's Wisconsin. I guess we get used to it, right?
Right.
As it goes on.
Anything happens in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Exactly. Bella not able to join us today, but we'll say nice things about her anyway. What do you think?
Right.
Right. So what's going on at Kettle Moraine Lutheran?
I think currently the most significant thing would probably be our 12 Days of Christmas deal that we got going on. We briefed on it, I think, last month, but now right. It's in action.
Right.
Let's see. Last Thursday we had the candy cane sale, in which students can purchase a candy cane for 25 cents and then along with a little note to give to their friends. And last Thursday we distributed over 5,000 of those candy canes.
Wow.
Yeah. And to which all proceeds of that go to the 12 Days of Christmas fund for those families.
Right. Is it four or five families this year?
I believe it's four.
Okay.
Bella would know the names.
Right. But it's a good thing to do, and it's something that KML's been doing for a long, long time.
Right, right.
So...
other things we've been doing for it, we had our Servant for a Day auction. I believe that was last Wednesday, but yesterday was when we actually saw students and faculty dressed up and doing their thing. Basically, we auction off a student or a faculty member to which they will be a servant for a day.
Right. And get your lunch and
right,
that kind of stuff.
Dress up.
Carry
funky.
Your books, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Mrs. Krieger dressed up as Mrs. Claus yesterday, and she made hot chocolate, cookies, and whatever. My friend of mine bought the auction for that, so I got some of the proceeds, too.
Ah, nice. You get to get the benefit, yeah. Right?
Right. I believe she raised over $100 for that. So
that's
great. Yeah. And then it's not just the auction going on, but I know this week especially some of the other Kettle teachers and faculty have their own sale of treats and goodies, which students can fundraise. Just to name a few, we have the slushies, which Mr. Kren makes. Mr. Rydecki has lemon cookies and... there's sherbet shakeups going around, and I even heard there was a raffle for a new pair of AirPods, which people are hyped about. So, yeah. And again, all those proceeds go to the 12 days deal.
Right.
Right.
So, what else is going on?
We got about a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Anyways, back in early December, we had National Honor Society and the Wisconsin State Teen Panel work together to raise some food and supply drive for the Milwaukee Homeless Veteran Initiative.
Right. That was all during the month of November.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
that replaced the Veterans Day concert.
Right. Oh, yeah. We did touch upon that last week.
Yeah. So. They collected a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was reading yesterday up on it. They had posts on their Instagram of the different deals. So, yeah, they raised a lot. I think over 1,200 food items and
wow,
lots of supplies. So,
all right, yeah. Great.
On the sports side, I know that Nationals are going to be delayed until March, unfortunately, for the season. And thought I'd mention the win for both boys and girls in Slinger, Berlin. And they had a senior night. I talked to Bella yesterday. She said that cheer is this Friday. So, and then this Saturday is our Christmas choral concert, which will be at 6:30 and also live streamed. So
now, is that limited seating in house?
Yes, yes. I believe we are limiting it to two people per person in the choir.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be limited attendance, but it will be live streamed. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Now, all right.
Looking forward to playing piano for that. So
oh, do you play piano?
Yeah, yeah. doing a lot of company work for that.
Oh, awesome.
I like the gospel jazz accompaniments.
Yeah.
That's what I like. But, yeah.
Okay. And practices started for Beauty and the Beast?
They did. They did. I got practice tonight, actually, after school.
And you are playing Lumiere.
I am, yeah.
Which we talked, we talked about last month about whether where you would go with that. And by the way, I should tell you when we were having our conversation, when I met the woman who's directing.
Oh,
she said there was no other choice. So just so you know,
I had people laughing on the ground in my audition for the Lumiere part. It was great.
What did you do?
So I did if I could do an impression, it'd be like, "Mon chérie, mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasures that I welcome you tonight." With this
wow
whole Be Our Guest thing.
Sure.
Pull out a little French accent. So
sure.
A lot of fun.
And performances for that are in, what, like February or something, right?
Right, right.
So we'll have plenty more time to talk about it in between, but...
I got to get all my lines memorized, and I'm interested in watching it all fall together. I'm really excited. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big show.
Oh, I think it's one of the – it's actually one of the first Disney shows I think Kettle has done in a while.
Yeah.
It's a bigger show. I know Prep did it. Luther Prep did it a couple years back. That one I saw, and I was really impressed with them. They had a really nice production set with the whole rose deal, and like the flowers, petals would fall off like automatically. It's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll theater geek here for a minute. Just
right.
Amuse yourselves while we theater geek, and we'll get right back to you. So that'll be fun. Now, I'm guessing that's going to be kind of a limited seating deal again but we'll see. I mean, who knows what happens by the time we get to February.
And another thing is, I know for the fall deal, we had to wear masks, and it's kind of a hinderment, and I think we'll be stuck with masks again for the February deal. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. It makes the Beast makeup a little more interesting, right? Well, everybody's makeup, I guess, if you got to. I mean, because there's a lot of character makeup in that show.
Right, right. Yeah, Beast probably would have a lot of makeup, I would assume.
Yeah.
Whole headdress, suit. So, what are you doing for Christmas?
I am going to go visit I think we're going to my niece's.
Okay.
And she has I have a great nephew who is a year and a half old. And what we did last year for Christmas is I wore one of my tacky Christmas sweaters and took a picture of him on my lap reading a book. And now what I want to do is every year I want to do that same picture.
Okay.
As he gets bigger. So,
oh, boy.
So we'll see how that goes. So
how many years in a row?
Yeah, we'll see how we can do it. What are your Christmas plans?
I am planning on going down to Arizona. Escaping the cold.
The warmth.
Yep.
And okay.
I think I fly out Wednesday.
You have family down there, friends down there?
Yep. Grandparents down there, some aunts and uncles down there, and warm weather's down there. So.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. It's a different lifestyle down there. Well, especially if your grandparents, I'm guessing, are retired and
right,
are in a
right,
like a retirement community kind of thing.
Yeah, they got a nice condo down there, and my grandma's an artist, Kay Meyer. She does a lot of watercolors and stuff, and Arizona is beautiful for watercolors.
Oh, sure,
with the whole mountains and the cactuses, and it beautiful, beautiful.
Ah, so that sounds like fun. You're flying?
Yes, yeah. Be flying up or down there, and then up again, I believe. I believe we get back before New Year's, so we'll be back for New Year's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But nobody has New Year's plans this year. That's kind of the other thing, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. All right.
Looking forward to 2021. Hopefully we'll have a little better.
Yeah, let's Let's move 2020 right out the door and bring on 2021.
What is it? Like, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a healthy new year, is it?
Yeah, there we go. So, what else? How are our classes going?
Classes for me are going great. I got finals coming up, studying for those, especially pre-calc.
Yeah.
Math is not my style, but...
I took enough math in high school that I didn't have to take a math class in college. That was planning.
That is exactly what you want.
Exactly what I wanted, yeah, yeah. So,
English, Mrs. Meyer is currently out. She had a baby who was born, I believe, last month.
I saw that, yeah, yeah.
Right. So we have a substitute, Mrs. Warbach. Those things are going well.
Now, are you still doing most of your classes in person, right?
Right, right. There are a few select students who are virtual, whether it be that they're out due to sickness or just other, perhaps, exposure.
Sure.
But it's quite minimal, which is, I'm glad to say.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Luke from Kettle Moraine Lutheran in studio with us for a radio homeroom this morning. Did we miss anything?
I don't believe so. It was great talking with you. And
yeah. Well, let's wish Bella a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
In absentia. So, and wish you a Merry Christmas, too, and safe travels, and enjoy some time with family down where it's warm.
Will do. All right. Have a great time up here, and I hope you have a great new year.
All right. Thanks, Luke. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.